Use 4. Use 3. Bad idea to put use anything until you get done with the race. I never thought about that before, but if you say use 3, then you're only looking for 3 horses. You're not looking for the 4th horse that beat you. So you start cutting away. Look at the class of this horse. 325. Second, 239. Here's your best contender, 130. And how do you feel? 193 APV. Look at this, the winnings. You know, Sportsman's Park in Chicago, the horse is just absolutely awesome. That's Balmoral. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that race. He runs against a 44-3. This one's only going to kick out a 44-2. And you know he's not going to run a 108-4 going from $25,000 to a $30,000 added stakes race. When every time he gets above a certain level, he gets the non-winners of 1 and he falls apart. Goes back to 55. He's at the wrong distance. Goes back to non-winners of 1 again. He still is just nowhere. He found. Got him at 32, he gets ripped. Back to 32, he's still ripped. Drops him to 25, and he takes the field out of the winner. But, I mean, the horse is legitimately about a $25,000 horse. Got a lot of speed. So, I mean, you want to go for Silent Impact? How about Teddy Naturally? He can't finish a race. I mean, his biggest problem has always been over here. Loses consistently anytime he's an allowance company. Rosie's KT. Over 2 years, look at the class, but look at lately. The only thing she's done is run a so-so 6.5 furlongs of 117. This horse is losing 115-1. There's 9.
But she did beat Bundle Wire.
Who?
Rosie's KT.
Never.
There she is.
Not at Pomona, she has not.
No. But she did in the Harvard.
It's a different racetrack.
I know. But I'm just saying, she did beat the horse.
Oh, I know. But I just can't, I couldn't see I don't think Bundle of Iron was even all that well intended that night. He was a favorite in that race. So did Silent Impact. You better let that one in, too. Not when they're trying. But anyway, that was the triple. That was the triple of the year. It was so easy. It was like stealing. When I look at this race, what I'm going to do is, because I consider to be Agua Caliente and Los Alabi about the same level, really, track-wise, I'm going to give these horses help to see if it'll help them any. And it won't. I can tell you that right now. You see the variant that I used. So let's try Synergism and see if it works at all. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use Caliente's races because they're the fastest races as the main track. I'm going to use Caliente's track record and I'm going to adjust everything to that. We're not going to calculate class because it's really not going to...
When you calculate class, it doesn't... doesn't affect the variant, does it? Does that just give you the APV in the class?
Yeah, it gives it underneath as a readout. That's all it does. Okay. It doesn't. They don't integrate that in the figures. Shippers this race, we're going to answer yes. Distance 6 furlongs, so I'm going to use these two races because they're fairly equal. 45.1 and 110 and 4. line. 45, 2, 110, and 3. Advance or no? So the first horse we're going to use is Al's Big Time. And we're going to use the 6.5 furlong race. Los Alamitos, 45 and 4.